Okay. So we left off last week. We were discussing the sugya, which is, starts off as a psachim sugya, but then very, very quickly becomes really a kolatar kula sugya. And that's the issue. When you have a rov, you have a majority that's pointing in a certain direction that would permit you to do something. Is that the end of the game? That's the end of the story. Once I have rov, I can rely on rov. Or do I say that if it's evshel levara, chayv levara, if I can figure out a little bit, do a little bit of research, do a little bit of searching, and come up with a little bit more certainty, so the halacha requires of me to do so. So we have three different areas of halacha where this came up. So first and foremost, in our sugya, the Gemara talked about the possibility that even though the overwhelming odds are that a person does bidikas chametz at the right time, and therefore, if I rented a house from somebody the morning of our Pesach, I could most probably assume that he did bidikas chametz properly. Nevertheless, the Gemara says very clearly, if he's around, if he's around, you should try to ask him. You shouldn't rely on the road. So that was one case, very, very clear in the Gemara. Seems to be not negotiable. Of course, I always put in that word seems to be, because as the sugya will develop, we'll see some may even question that. But the Pashim Jad Agamar is l'shayla. You have to ask, you have to try to get better information if you're able to do so. Then we had the Rif in Maseches Chulin, who said the same idea when it came to Shechita. Person shachts an animal, and we're not quite sure whether he's really a qualified shech or not. The odds are he probably is, because one person is going to pick up a knife and try to shech without knowing what they're doing. So there's an overwhelmingly good chance that he knows what he's doing. Nevertheless, if he's here in front of us, we should give him a bechina. We should question him. We can make sure. Evshel avar, chay avar. So the Ran, both here and in Chulin, connected these two sugyas and says, just as in psachim, you have to be a mevarer. So to vis-a-vis shechit, you have to be mevarer. And the third example was the checking of treifos. That we know from different Amar Chazal that an animal shechted, one is required to check the lungs. But what makes this a little bit strange is that even though we can understand you have to check the lungs because evshel levarer or chayv levarer, why don't you apply that same rule for all the treifos? And that's clearly not the halacha. There is no, never was a requirement to open up the animal from head to toe to check it before eating it. And we're kind of stuck a little bit. Is there an obligation to be mevar or non-obligation to be mevar? So the Ramban and the Ram developed for us what's really the basic pillar of this entire sugya, is that there's what's called the mir hamotzui and it's called the mir she'en hamotzui. A mir hamotzui means that, yes, there's a rove, but the possibility is very real. The possibility is in front of us. It is a significant number of possibility. The Mishnah Yos Yaakov put that number at 10%. There's more of a 10% chance that things can go wrong. Therefore, chayv levar. If it's less than 10%, it dips beneath the point to be a motzei, then there's no obligation even the chanchila to be levar. That's pretty much like you played out up until this point. But at the end of this year, on Friday, we pointed out that the Sefer Mishkan Yaakov goes one step further. Mishkan Yaakov was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So the Mishkan Yaakov goes one step further in the sugya, and he claims that this halacha of checking for Bira Motzui is a din min haTorah. It has its roots in the Chumash itself. Let's say the Chumash is an idea. It's found in the words of the Mechilta, where the Mechilta tells us that you have to check your tefillin once a year. Now, it happens to be practically, we don't even possibly have that for technical reasons. According to the view of some Tanaim in the Mechilta, there's a Torah requirement to check your tefillin once a year. What are you checking for? What are the odds that anything really went wrong? Very unlikely, says Mishkan Yaakov. That's so unlikely. It's a Bira Motzui. There's a chance that something may have gone wrong. And therefore, the halacha requires to check, to make sure, able to, matzah, why rely on rov when you don't have to, if there's a bit of motzi against you. So the Mishkan Yaakov then went on to say, and who adin nami, we can extrapolate to shechitas and to treifas, whatever area of halacha, you have a rov, in a Torah, you have to still be mevara, hecha, efshel levara, when there's a bit of motzi in front of you. So the very end of the year, we pointed out that the Meshech Chochma disagrees. And the Lomdus of Meshech Chochma was fascinating. What Meshech Chochma explains that when it comes to mitzvahs, you have to be mevara, like the case of tefillin. When it comes to isurim, such as owning chametz, such as shechita, such as treifas, there's no need to be mevara. Why the difference? We would have thought that Isurim are worse, are more chavur than mitzvahs. So explain to Meshachachma the following yisod, that if I rely on Rov and I get it wrong, and it turns out that it really was not correct, the conclusion was actually incorrect, what's the end of the world? Onus Rachmana Patra. I tried my best. I followed the Dini HaTorah. And something went wrong. Something went wrong. The world's not going to come to an end. Onus Rachmana Patra. That's true for Yisurim. When it comes to mitzvahs, with all the onus in the world, I didn't put on tefillin today. For all the onus in the world, I didn't eat the matzah. For all the onus in the world, I didn't blow the shofar. So onus is good when you're dealing with Yisurim. Onus is not so good when you're dealing with lack of fulfillment of mitzvahs. And therefore, it is more important to check your tefillin than to check the lungs of the animal. It is more important to be 100% certain that you're doing a mitzvah's essay than to be concerned about Yisurim. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, just because the Mechilta insists that you check your tefillin annually to avoid slipping up and not fulfilling the mitzvah properly, that in no shape or form indicates that you have to check for treifas min haTorah. That doesn't require you to check the Shechem min haTorah. Yisurim l'chud or mitzvahs l'chud. That's the Yisrael, the break to the Meshech Chachma.
But the thing you say, Onus Rachmana Patra by mitzvah, Friday night, I'm ready to make Kiddush, and then I fall and I break my hip and I get taken to the hospital. I thought it counts you as a mitzvah.
So in the Olam HaMachshava, so to speak, it counts. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a reward because you tried your best, but you get maybe an E for effort, but you didn't really get the mitzvah. So let's say, for example, I tried, and I couldn't do the mitzvah, and then 3 o'clock in the morning, I feel better. So I don't say, oh, onus rachmana patra, so I did the mitzvah at 8 o'clock. It's not true. I said, I didn't do the mitzvah. So says Meshech Chochma, it's this.
Wouldn't there be a parallel argument with the Surah that at the end of the day,
no, so that's what we're saying, that it, onus is command the law of idami. It's very lomdish term. Onus command the law of idami. Something that happens, but onus is as if it didn't happen, as if I didn't do it. But onus is law of command the of idami. It's as if I didn't do it, but it's not as if I did it. So it's very, very fine, a fine line between the two. So it's based on this that the Meshech Chachma explains. We just barely started this on Friday. The Meshech Chachma explains this is a pshat in the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's a requirement of Shmur Matzah the entire week of Pesach because what's called Shmur Mechimutz. You have to make sure that the matzah is not chametz, even though it doesn't appear to be chametz. I looked at the dough that I bought from the non-Jew. It looks like it's okay. Very unlikely that it's chametz. Nope. You have to go the extra mile. You have to have shmur matzah. It's a din lechatchila. What if I'm stuck? It's the third day chalamoid. I don't have any food. So I can eat non-shmur matzah. As long as it appears to me, again, I wouldn't necessarily trust my own judgment in this one. But I look at the dough and it appears to me that it's not chametz. I can rely on that. So comes the halacha and the Rambam quotes this and says, what if you're sitting down to the Leila Seder and you have one kezayis of shmur matzah? That's it. One kezayis of shmur matzah. Halach is, save it for the afikoman, save it for the achilas matzah, save it for the last matzah. Don't splurge, don't waste it during the course of the meal. Save it for the mitzvah matzah. So comes the Meshech Chochma and says, I don't understand. According to the Rambam, why bother eating it at the Seder? Save it for your third day chalamoy trip to Hershey Park. What's the difference? According to the Rambam, that the goal of shmur matzah has nothing to do with the mitzvah achilas matzah. The goal of shmur matzah is to prevent you from eating chametz. It's a lechatchila that the Torah, the Chacham, whoever instituted Shmur Matz, Machlokes, but it's a din deraisa, din derabanan. But whatever the din of Shmur Matz is, it's a heder, so to speak. In the Isser of eating chametz, what's the difference vis-a-vis the Isser of eating chametz between the Leila Seder and the seventh day of Pesach? It's the same as achilas chametz. So why does the Rambam say, no, you have to make sure to eat the real kezayis with Shmur Matz? It says Meshech Chachma. If you eat non-shmura, the odds are it's not chametz. But there's a chance that it is. There's a possibility that it is. Very unlikely, but there's a possibility that it is. Says the Meshech Chochma, vis-a-vis Isurim, we'll just fall back on Onus Rachmana Patre and call it a day. I did my best. I tried and I finished. I goofed up. There's a once in a thousand chance that it's chametz. And I hit the bad apple. So my dough was chametz. Okay, Onus Rachmana Patre. I tried my best. But when it comes to mitzvahs, you can't take that approach. When it comes to mitzvahs, if you mess up based on onus, at the end of the day, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. This is going to sound like a strange thing. It says Meshech Chochma. If you have something that's chometz, by definition, not only are you violating the issue of chometz, you can't be yetzim matzah with that. Because one of the dinim of matzah is that it can't be chometz. So the reason why you can't sit down and have a challah roll for achilas matzah, not just because it's also to eat chometz on Pesach. You can't be yetzim achilas matzah with a challah roll because this is mishkin matzah. So says the Meshech Chochma, vis-a-vis the issue of chometz, I don't care about who cares about, please don't misquote me, who cares about chometz? That's Meshech Chochma. The odds are it's not chometz. But you can't take that risk vis-a-vis mitzvahs, because mitzvahs, the ramifications of not doing a mitzvah are, so to speak, more serious than the ramifications of violating an iser. So a couple part of this is a fascinating, also have a chance to take a look at the Meshech Chochma question as well, fascinating insight. Meshech Chochma has more and more examples of this idea that it's almost counterintuitive. We usually think that the violating Yisurim is much more common than not doing it, which is true. But vis-a-vis the sugi of Ones, vis-a-vis the sugi of Rov, it could be that the tables are turned, that it's more of a problem not to do a mitzvah because you're relying on a Rov than to simply avoid violating Yisurim. So we don't understand as we go back to our sugya in Maseches Pesachim and putting together the dots, connecting the dots of the Ramban and the Ran of last week, we have three different sugyas that are all saying basically the same thing. We have our sugya that says, if you can ask the owner of the house whether you're doing the chametz, you better do so. We have the sugya, the beginning of Maseches Chulin, if you can check whether the sheikh knows what he's doing, you better do so. We have the sugya, also the beginning of Chulin, that you're required to check for treifas of the reyes of the lungs. And again, the underlying principle is really the same, that mira matzoi, you're required to check for. Notwithstanding what we presented in the last couple of shiurim, which I guess we call almost like the ABCs of Rov and Nil, the Chayv of Arer, there is a comment of the Beis Yosef on the 7th of the Mar Mikomos, where the Beis Yosef throws a curveball at us. In the 7th of the Maamar Kamas, V'im Taimer, says the Beis Yosef, Ki izi lemaskir kamon, amai she'linan lei, v'lo samchinin ha'chazoka. He's referencing our Gemara. If the maskir of the owner of the house is in front of us, why do we have to ask him? The Gemara says, Beferish, l'shay, my field of shayle. Frank the Beis Yosef is an independent question. What do you have to ask him for? Why don't we rely on the fact that he most probably did it? The odds are people tend to do the right thing. This is observant of a Jew. He probably did these chametz. What's the difference between our hesitance to rely on the odds are that he did the chametz properly? What's the difference between that and an animal that's in front of us? We do not check for treifas. We do not open up the stomachs and the intestines. Nobody does that. We assume the odds are that it's probably okay. So what's the difference between B'dikas Chometz that we're insisting on doing when we're able to? We're insisting on ascertaining what the facts are. We have to ask the maskir, in contrast to Treifas, that we don't. That's the Beis Yosef's presentation of a question. V'yesh loyim, says the Beis Yosef. K'sheir mishen olda. Says the Beis Yosef, no, there's a big difference. In the case of the behema, the starting point was the animal was kosher. We have no reason to believe we ever had a problem of a hole in the stomach. So every animal has what's called a cheskas kashrus. From it's born, animals are generally speaking healthy when they're born. We have no reason to believe there's a problem. Now you're wondering, did a problem develop? Says the Beis Yosef, we don't have to be concerned that a problem developed. By B'dikas Chometz, we know there was a problem. You've been living in this house that's been lived in for the last year. The people have been eating pizza and cookies and crackers and cereal for the last 12 months. It's last Pesach. So we know we had Chometz here. Now we're trying to see, has that status changed? Have we overturned the Cheskas Chometz? That's a whole different ballgame, says the Beis Yosef. But therefore, you have to check, you have to be more careful. I can't do Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef compared and contrasted our sugya that's requiring checking to the sugyas of treifas that's not requiring checking, and saying the difference is chazak in one direction versus chazak in the other direction. So l'chora, it's called the hail gelim b'shayisif. It's pilei plagim b'shayisif. It's a very difficult b'shayisif because the b'shayisif is presenting a question between checking of other treifas to the checking of chametz. Isn't the answer obvious? Isn't the answer like the Ramban and the Ran said that we should not be comparing the bedikas chametz to the checking of stomachs and intestines? We should be comparing it to the checking of lungs, because bedikas chametz is a mir hamotzli. There's a chance, there's a significant possibility that the person didn't do bedikas chametz properly, which is exactly why you have to ascertain. The Ramban and the Ran said, chametz is no different from other isurim. There's no difference between chametz and treifas, but you have the wrong treifas. The Ramban and the Ran said, we're comparing treifas in the lungs, which you do have to ascertain, to bedikas chametz, which you also have to ascertain. There is no difference between treifas and chametz. It's just you're focusing on the wrong part of the animal. So the Beis Yosef was asking, how come no one's checking for brains and hearts and stomach and intestines? What a great kasha. Why aren't we checking? In chametz we're ascertaining. Why aren't we ascertaining here? So the Beis Yosef, there's a chazak one direction, chazak in the other direction. According to what we learned for the last three shiurim, the Ramban and the Ran, chametz and treifas are identical. They're exactly the same. In both of them, you have to ascertain when there's a bira motzui, and you don't have to ascertain when there's no bira motzui. There, I said there. Whatever you think about that question, but there's no difference between chametz and treifas. They're identical, except that the numbers, the shas was presenting the wrong numbers. He was comparing checking for intestines, which you don't have to do, to checking chametz, which you do have to do. And by the question, what's the difference? Chazak one direction, according to the Ramban and the Ran, there's no kashya to start with. It's exactly the same. You always have to check for bira motzui, and you never have to check for bira motzui. Correct, 100%, right. But the Shelzer says that's true, but the starting point was a problem. So whenever the starting point was a problem, you need a much higher proof to say that something changed. When it comes to treifas, we're not trying to ascertain nothing changed. We're trying to ascertain that nothing developed, no problem developed. So that's a little bit of a different area of halacha. Right, 100%. Right, 100%. That's why I think that the pashtus in the sugya is like the Ramban and the Ran said, that the ikra din, you never really have to check for anything, except when you have a mira motzoi, then you always have to check for mira motzoi. The Beis Yosef just threw a curveball into the sugya by telling us that Chazaka, one director, Chazaka is not relevant to you. What really matters is it a bina motzi or not a bina motzi? So, this Beis Yosef was bothering me for a long time. I'm reading the words of the Beis Yosef, and you start to like second guess yourself, like, did I miss something in the sugya? I read the three Rans before, I read the Ramban and Chulin before. I thought it was obvious that Bedikas Chometz is the equivalent of Bedikas of lungs, not Bedikas of Shat Dreyfus. And the Beis Yosef just ignored the whole thing. So it was really, really bothering me. Until Baruch Hashem that I saw the Chassam Sofer, and I don't have any answer to my question, except I don't feel as bad because Chassam Sofer writes, Tzorach Iron the Beis Yosef. He said, what happened to the Ramban and the Ran? Tzorach Iron says Chassam Sofer. Yes, Baruch Shechivan Tisim Kash. He says, I don't understand. He said, the Ramban has this Kash, the Ran has the Kash, and I gave a totally different Mahalach. And the Beis Yosef, who knew every Ramban and Ran upside down, inside out, asleep, somehow the Beis Yosef doesn't even address the fact that this question was asked 300 years before, and the tirutz were totally different. Tzorach Iron, I don't know. I don't understand the Beis Yosef. I don't understand it. I don't. So I'm missing something, but I don't feel as bad as the Chassam Sofer. We're in the same boat as Chassam Sofer. We're not doing so bad. So up until now, we're going to put the Beis Yosef and on the side for now. We're going to go back to what we call, in a sense, conventional wisdom, the Ramban and the Ran, that Mir HaMotzui is the name of the game. And we had three different examples of bira motzui. We had our sugya b'dikas chametz. We had checking for treifas in the lungs. And we had asking the sheikh whether he knows what he's doing. Comes the ritva in our sugya, the eighth of the Mem Kamos, and now begins to possibly the friendship between these three cases. The lasik command in the shaylin. So our gemara says that you're supposed to ask the maskev. If you can find the balabas if he's in town, every Pesach in the morning, you better ask him. Yesh lemeidah mikan, says the Ritva. There are those who derive from here. She ain't simcha al chazakas, that we don't like to rely on the chazakas. Here, chazaka doesn't mean status quo. Chazaka means that the facts are, the majority is. We don't like to rely on these things. Kohecha de efshe lemeidah kushta. Whenever you're able to find the kushtas, that make the truth. Whenever you're able to ascertain the truth, you better try to find out the truth. So yesh the made the mikan. There are some who want to derive from here. Who are those some? His own Rebbe's Rebbe, the Ramban. Those, the Ran, who's quoting from the Ramban, who said that lungs are the same as b'digas chametz, they got it from here. Or kigayin ra echet sheshachad or b'digas sakal like a shechita. Or the fact that you have to ask whether the person knew what he was doing. So there we shown him who compared the two. For kasam haritza, now the Ritva is called the Ritva. The Chiddushi Ritva Psachim are written by the Talmidim of the Ritva, so they reference their Rebbe. So the kasam haritza udvareinu shegasav dusham v'sabchina chazaka. So says the Ritva, says this Talmidim, but we in Maseches Chulin hold that you don't have to ask who the Shaykhid was. You don't have to interview. You don't have to give a bechina to the Shaykhid afterwards. So we're okay with relying on chazakas. So now the Ritva saying, wait a second, if we're okay with relying on chazakas, we're okay with relying on the odds are in your favor, and there's no need to ascertain. We do not believe, says the Ritva Talmidim, that you really have to investigate the Shaykhid. If that is the case, then why do you have to ask b'tikas chametz? What's the difference between the two? So where's the Ramban and the Rav are telling us it's all the same, it's all the b'tikas chametz and b'tikas the Shaykhid, it's all the same. The Ritva is saying, no, it's not. There's a difference between the two. Yesh leimar, she'ein kol ha'chazakos shavos, chen ha'emes. So says the Ritva, Tabid, the name of the Rebbe, that they're not the same. Just because the Gemara says you have to get down to the bottom of the story when it comes to B'tikas Chometz, it doesn't mean you have to do that by the Sheikhit. Chen ha'emes, that's the truth. Ein kol ha'chazakos shavos. What does that mean? What do those words mean? B'choru, what the Ritva's Tavidim mean is very, very simple. They agree to the Ramban. The Yisod is, Mir HaMotzah you have to ascertain, Mir She'en HaMotzah you can ignore. B'dikas Chometz, there's a chance that somebody didn't do B'dikas Chometz, that's a Mir HaMotzah, and therefore you cannot ignore, and that's Agamah. The fact that there's a Sheikh who doesn't know what he's doing, that very well could be a Mir She'en HaMotzah. Who says that's a Mir HaMotzah? The Ramban and the Ran said that to explain why the Rif held, you have to check. So Zakta Ramban, the Rif said you have to check because the Rif held, that was a Mir HaMotzah. I don't know what those numbers, I never made a survey of how many people don't know what they're doing, how many people pick up shechita knives and try their best, try their luck. So it could be that the Talmid of the Ritva, calling the name of the Rebbe, that Ein Kol Chazak Shal must have been some robes, and again, they're using the word Chazak because they're not in the classic way. Some robes are really good, and the small amount is only a Mir She'en HaMotzah, so therefore you can ignore it. And other robes are not so good, and there is a presence of a Mir HaMotzah. And this is not a Chiddush that there are different kinds of robes. For Hilchos Treifos itself, we know that. That's exactly why we check lungs and don't check stomachs. So at the end of the day, is there a real fundamental conceptual machlokes between the Ritva and the Ramban and the Ran? I don't think so. They're all saying the same yesod. Yes, you sometimes have to check. No, you sometimes don't have to check. So everybody is you have to check by chometz. That must be a Mir HaMotzah. Everybody agrees that you don't have to check by treifas of other organs. That must be a Mir She'en HaMotzah. Everybody agrees you have to check the lungs. That must be a Mir HaMotzah. The machloikis of Rishonim is, where does the shechita fall into the picture? The fact that you have to ask the sheikhet, would that be a Mir HaMotzah or not? So the Ramban and the Ran says, yeah, you have to check. If you ask the sheikhet, it's a Mir HaMotzah. And the Ritva said it's not. So if that's the pshat of the shechita of Ritva, then there is no real lomdash of machloikis taking place. They're really all saying the same thing. It's just they're arguing in the numbers. They're arguing in the statistics. But notwithstanding what the Ritva's Talmidim say in the 8th of Ramakamos, there is a Ritva himself in the 9th of Ramakamos who quotes from his Rebbe from the Ra'ah, which is fascinating because the Ra'ah himself was the Talmud of the Ramban. So these are all Talmidim. This is Rebbe Talmud. But everyone's saying something slightly different. Take a look at the 9th of Ramakamos. Of our Rabbeinu Mori Ha'ra'ozal, Noitel Divek Tzasach Ha'renimzal. My Rebbe the Ra'ah was of the opinion. You never ever have to worry, even in the slightest, that an amateur picked up a knife and didn't know what he was doing. Even if he's in front of us, even if the shechet standing there, you don't have to ask him any questions. Why is that? The cave and the rove mitzuinetz ashchita mumchen, because since we have a rove people who shech know what they're doing. V'din teirahu laleches achah harov. So pasuk in chumash says there are acharam lahatos. V'afil lechatchila. The Torah does not say b'diyevid follow rov. This is how you live your life. This is how you observe the Torah mitzvahs. You follow rov. Shuv ein lanu lochosh leklom. Therefore, there's nothing to worry about. You have a rove, you're good to go, says the Ra'ah. Now, wait a second. The Ra'ah just told us that you know why you're good to go? Because the Torah says so. There's no reason to check up on anything. But wait a second. If that's true, what's going on in our Gemara? Doesn't our Gemara say you have to try to ascertain, but at least everything is chometz? What's going on in trepas of the lungs? But the Ra'ah didn't check lungs? So I understand what the Ritva's Tamidim told us back in Pesachim, that fundamentally the Ritva's in line with the same Ramban and Ran. Everyone agrees to the facts. Everyone agrees when there's Bira Motza, you have to check. No Bira Motza, you don't have to check. You can argue on specific cases which are not, that's possible. That you can argue about. But to undermine the entire principle in Cheshish Rabin, to say that we follow the Torah, we're religious Jews. We follow what says Mechumash Echmer Prabhu Hatash. And don't bother me. I mean, don't bother me. You don't check for lungs? What do you mean don't bother? You don't check that if the owner of the house is around, you wouldn't ask him? Doesn't the Gemara have to ask him? So the Ritva and Chulin seems to be going down a different path with Amri. So we have a lot of work still to do in the Sugya. So I can't say whether we finished Rove the Sugya or not, but we definitely have at least a bit of Mosi left of the Sugya. So we have the Ramban and the Ran, who are what we call conventional wisdom. We saw the curveball thrown at us by the Beis Yosef, which we still didn't quite have our hands around. Then we had the Ritva in Maseches Pesachim, that the Ikaron went the Ikvas, the Ramban and the Ran, but had a little bit of a nuance in terms of just what the numbers may be vis-a-vis certain Roves. And now you have the Ritva Maseches Chulin that's talking a different language on Amrin that seems to be undermining anything and everything we've said. How can you do that? What do you do with that? What do you do with Treifas? Hopefully, Mitchum tomorrow. We'll have to try to continue to sing it through the eyes of the Ritva and Chulin through the eyes of his Rebbe. Yeah. Right, that's right. We don't seem to be making any differences. Right. Nothing happened. Right.